Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. Today, I'm going to be sharing about Shavuot, also known as Pentecost. But before we begin, let me open in prayer. Abba Father, we come before you on this Shavuot, remembering the day you spoke from Sinai and poured out your Spirit in Jerusalem. Thank you for giving us your Torah and for sending Yeshua, the living word, to fulfill and embody all that you desire in us. We open our hearts and ask that you would write your instructions deep within us, move beyond stone and tradition, and breathe your life into every part of who we are. Yeshua, fill us with your Spirit today. Let your presence saturate our minds, renew our desires, and empower us to walk in your ways. Make us a people who love what you love and do what you say, not by our own strength, but because you live in us. May this gathering be marked by your voice and your power. Let us leave changed, ready to love you with all our heart, soul, and mind, and strength. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Shavuot, or Pentecost, is so much more than a historical commemoration. It's a living, prophetic picture of God's desire, not just to give his commandments on stone, to write his Torah on our hearts through his Spirit. In Exodus 19 through 20, we read about how at Sinai, God thundered from the mountain, giving Israel his Torah. People trembled at his presence, but the prophets pointed to something deeper. Jeremiah said in chapter 31, verse 33, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. This message is echoed in Hebrews 8:10. Shavuot is the day the Torah was given, but it's also the day the Torah became alive inside of us. Scripture says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We read this in John chapter 1, verses 1 and 14. Yeshua is the living Torah, the perfect expression of God's will and character. When he walked the earth, he embodied the fullness of the commandments, not just in letter, but in spirit. Before his ascension, Yeshua told his disciples, if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. That's John 16:7. Shavuot was fulfilled in Acts 2, when the Spirit was poured out, not on stone, but into human hearts. The same fire that wrote the Torah on Sinai now burned within Yeshua's followers. Scripture paints this transformation in powerful detail. In Ezekiel 36:27, we read, I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. A new heart also I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will put my Spirit within you. Wow. And in Joel 2:28, we read, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. A prophecy Peter declares fulfilled in Acts 2:16-18. Yeshua said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. It's John 14:18-20. This isn't just the promise of a helper, but the very presence of Yeshua himself. Because did you get what he said? In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Paul confirms. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's 2 Corinthians 3:17. The Spirit is not a separate person, but the very breath, presence, and power of Yeshua himself. He poured out his Spirit on Pentecost. He came as Holy Spirit to dwell within us and empower us to be his witnesses, according to Acts 1:8. He came to teach us, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. And it promises in John 14:26. He came to comfort us. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. That's John 14:16. He came to guide us. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, according to John 16:13. He came to be our friend. You are my friends if you do what I command you. That's John 15:14. And Yeshua, through his Spirit, is our ever-present help in times of trouble, according to Psalms 46:1. He will never leave us or forsake us. Yeshua says so in Matthew 28:20. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And 1 Corinthians 3:16 tells us, do you not know that you are a temple of God? And that the Spirit of God dwells in you. And again in 1 Corinthians 6:19, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? Yeshua made it plain. The words I speak to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Later he promised, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper that he may be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Once again, are you hearing how it's being worded here? I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. This is Yeshua speaking. This is a mystery. The Spirit poured out at Shavuot is the Spirit of Yeshua himself. One God, one Spirit, one indwelling life. And Yeshua prayed in John 17:11, 20 through 22. I am no longer in the world, and yet they themselves are in the world. And I come to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name. Name which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word, that they may be all one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one. Wow, what a powerful prayer. There is just so much in this that this alone could be a deep, deep study. But in 1 John 3:24, we read, the one who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. We know by this that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. And 1 John 5:6 tells us, this is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not with the water only, but with the water and with the blood. It is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. In John 14, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Scripture after scripture confirms the Holy Spirit poured out at Shavuot is Yeshua's own presence, making us his living sanctuary, empowering us to walk out the Torah from the inside out. This is the very reason we are taught to ask Jesus into our heart. Isn't that what we're taught? Ask Jesus into your heart. And when we repent and are baptized, we get the Holy Spirit. Jesus comes into our heart. So then how do we respond? Well, first we got to receive Yeshua by faith. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Surrender and trust in Yeshua as Messiah. He is the only door to the Father. Repent and be baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus. Ask and be filled with the Spirit. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who seek him or ask of him? He said, Luke 11:13. All you have to do is ask. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask to be filled. We evil people know how to give good gifts. Holy Spirit's a much better gift. Open your heart in prayer, asking Yeshua to fill you with his Spirit, his very presence. Part of the promise of Acts 2:38 is that we will receive the Holy Spirit. So we're going to repent, be baptized, and receive the Holy Spirit. Receive Jesus into our hearts. Then we walk in obedience. Ezekiel 36:27 said, "I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules." The Spirit empowers real obedience, not as a burden, not to save us, but out of a loving, living relationship with Yeshua himself. Live out the scriptures of love. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, we keep his commandments. His commandments are not burdensome. That's 1 John 5:2-3. The Spirit writes the Torah on our hearts, making love the fulfillment of the law. We now have a new nature. We now have the character of God because we're born again. We're no longer born of flesh. We're now born of the Spirit. When Yeshua taught us in Matthew 22:37-40, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. Second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets." Wow. So here we have spelled out by Yeshua and many other scriptures that he has come to write his Torah on our hearts, his law. And out of love, we obey. Relationship, we obey. We love him with all our being, and we obey his commandments. And it's not hard, it's easy, because he's with us, empowering us, even giving us the will to do. And then the whole law and the prophets depend on love. So all things must be done out of love. And we do that out of love through that relationship with the Spirit of God, Yeshua, Holy Spirit, living in us. He helps us. He teaches us. He guides us. He comforts us. He's our friend. And he will never leave us or forsake us. The late John Paul Jackson often emphasized the importance of a deep personal friendship with Holy Spirit. The ultimate goal of Christianity is to recognize and yield to God's indwelling presence. He taught that true spiritual maturity means letting the Spirit of Yeshua transform us from within, not just knowing the Word, but becoming one with the Word. And remember, John taught us in the first chapter of the Gospel of John that Yeshua is the Word. We must be friends with Yeshua and have a personal, growing relationship with him. Shavuot is your invitation to move from Sinai to the upper room, to let Yeshua himself write his Torah on your heart by the Spirit. As you surrender to him, ask for his Spirit, and walk in obedience, you become a living testimony of the Word made flesh. Let the Shavuot be more than a memory. Let it be the day you are filled afresh with the Spirit of Yeshua, empowered to walk as he walked. And if you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, let this be the day when you purpose to do so. And if you would like to repent and be baptized, and you are in Bay County, Florida, contact me. I'd be happy to baptize you. If you're hungry for more on how to deepen your friendship with Holy Spirit, check out John Paul Jackson's teachings, especially Increasing Your Spirit's Capacity, which can be found on the Streams Ministries website. Also, his teachings on intimacy and spiritual authority can be found on YouTube. Let's close in prayer. Abba, we stand in awe of your faithfulness. You who gave the Torah at Sinai and poured out your Spirit at Shavuot. Thank you for writing your laws upon our hearts, for coming to us not just with commandments, but with your own presence alive within us. Yeshua, living Word, thank you for making a way for us to draw near. Thank you for pouring out your very Spirit so we are never alone, never powerless, never without hope. Today we ask, fill us afresh. Ignite in us the same fire that fell in Jerusalem, the same passion that moved the disciples to change the world so that we can change our world and our sphere of influence. Teach us to hear your voice, to walk in step with your Spirit. Empower us to love what you love, to serve others with joy, to be bold witnesses of your goodness and faithfulness. Where we are weak, be our strength. Where we are hesitant, make us courageous. Where we are broken, bring healing. Let our lives be living letters, your Torah written on our hearts, read by everyone around us. May we abide in you, and may your Spirit overflow in every word, every action, every moment. We give you praise for who you are and all you've done, and all that you're going to do in us and through us. And we say, come, have your way in us today and every day. In your mighty name, Yeshua, amen. Now, as you are filled and walk in the Spirit this week, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in you who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, for those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, according to Romans 8:4-5, I bless you with shalom in your home.